Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jason.
It's going to be WWDC week next week. Are you ready? Is your body ready? Is your mind ready?
Can one ever truly be ready for WWDC, Jason? I'm not sure one can.
No, I don't think it's possible.
It's hard to prepare. This is always like a big... Well, I don't know. We've got the Apple event calendar for the year generally, right? Like, we know WWDC, definitely software updates, right? We'll see some macOS, some iOS news. In the fall, we get, you know, iPhone updates. And then everything else, there's like some wild cards in there. And so with WWDC, we know we are expecting to see software. In prior years, you know, recent years, it hasn't been as much of a hardware-focused event, but... It seems like that is not the case this year from all the rumors. I feel like we're guaranteed almost some hardware, at least announced.
The conventional wisdom that Apple doesn't do hardware at WWDC, I think, is, you know, it's not true. I think it's more like hardware isn't necessary at WWDC, but they have taken the opportunity to release hardware if they've got something that they really are proud of or that is a good fit with the developer audience. That's been true all along. So I'm not shocked by the fact that these rumors are out there, especially since it seems like they've had some hardware ready to go. And they've also got some stuff that's kind of in the offing potentially that they don't need to ship right away. They can announce right. And let developers work on, which is fits into the idea of like, why would you do it now? Is like the Siri speaker. One of the reasons you do it is developer support before it ships in the fall, right? That would make sense.
It's exactly what I was going to say, because I listened to Upgrade this week with you and Mike, and there was some debate about why they would announce it now and ship it later. And as Mike rightfully pointed out, like, in the past they've done that with the iPhone, the Apple TV, etc., the iPad, things that require developer support. And it seems like if you're going to launch a product like that in that category right now, and you're coming from behind, if only because you don't have a product in that category, then you got to launch with like a third party push, right? You got to be coming out of the gate with, and we're offering developer support. You can't pull one of those, original iPhone. We're not really going to talk about third parties at all. Like, I feel like that's a non-starter if you're just debuting a new device in this space.
Well, one, I would say it's Apple. They could do it if they really wanted to.
I feel like it'd be bad.
Oh, I agree, but I think they could do it. And the reason I didn't prioritize that one in the upgrade draft as much is just because they could also not do it. Like, because they literally could announce it later and announce how developers are supporting it, or tie it into something that already exists, or just release it and say, hey, developers, it's coming out and here's the third party story, and make the developers scramble. Not ideal. None of those are ideal, but it's like an option if they decide at the last minute, like, oh, we can put it off. We don't have to announce it, because they don't. They don't have to. But yeah, I think it's more likely than not. The rumors make it feel that way. And I heard on ATP this week, they were talking about it, and Marco kept describing it, and he didn't quite get there, but I just kept thinking to myself, you know, the Siri speaker, it's like, it's an Apple Watch. He did mention that at one point, or an Apple TV. It's like, it's a small embedded device with some other stuff, and it's in an Apple Watch that doesn't need to be shrunk down to that size. Like, there's precedent for this. In fact, what I started to wonder is, did Apple make a mistake in branding these operating systems separately, like tvOS and watchOS? And would they be better off just having like the Apple embedded OS or something like that for these different devices? They're all slightly different.
Right.
But are we going to have Siri OS now too? I don't know.
Maybe they'll take an attack from Amazon and have like a different, you know, skills, or maybe it's all part of Siri Kit, right? Like, you know,
right.
It's possible that it's not a platform in and of itself so much as an extension of an existing platform.
Yeah, although I could argue that right now, at least, the Apple Watch is that. The Apple Watch has to tie to an iPhone and has an Apple Watch app, and you have to load things from the app on iOS, and they run on extensions from the app run on the watch. And that was one of the ideas that Marco had about how the Siri speaker might work, at which point, it basically is the Apple Watch model. And do they call it something, or maybe they don't? Maybe they just say these are Siri extensions, and they don't brand the operating system it's on. But essentially that's what it would be. It would be something very much, I would think, like watchOS running on it, which is just the same as tvOS. It is just a derivative, a simplified derivative of iOS that they're building all right. of this stuff on. So I don't know about the branding of it, but it seems like a reasonable thing, right? Especially if there's a way for you to take your iOS app and there's some extension that'll run on the device, and it, or it uses some new SiriKit extensions that are coming, that would make sense, right? So yeah.
I mean, I could easily see, as you were talking about with SiriKit extensions, saying, okay, now we've opened up SiriKit to all these different third-party types of apps, and it works on iOS, it works on macOS, it works on the watch, and of course it works on our brand new Siri speaker, right? Like, that seems like a totally plausible thing, you know, way that Apple would present that. So
yes.
I don't know what that means for an OS, but I find that completely and utterly plausible.
It's all plausible, right? The only question, the only hesitation I have is they don't need to do it. It just would make sense for them to do it.
They need to do very little, but yeah.
Ship an iPhone is all Apple needs to do.
Currently, yeah. But, you know, the thing lending credence to some of this is the tea leaf reading. You know, yesterday, I guess, I posted the a link to the new Swift Playgrounds thing.
Yeah.
And that comes on Monday. And, of course, I conjectured, as other people now have, including John Gruber, that it's interesting that they're, you know, getting that out of the way now, because they could have spent time on that on stage. Yep. That's totally a developer focused thing. Even if it's aimed at an educational audience, I feel like it has a developer tie-in. And to me, not doing that suggests they just don't have time for it.
I agree. I mean, they throw stuff out of the keynote always, right?
Oh,
but
sure.
But
right,
definitely,
right.
You've seen them. They also dropped the thing about like how many developers are getting paid how much money. Again, that is often a slide, and they just did that as a press release yesterday or 2 days ago. And that's another thing that would have been in the keynote that obviously is out of the keynote. We joked about that on Upgrade, that this week we might see Apple like bailing things out of the keynote and just releasing them, because they did that with the rev shares of apps and subscriptions and stuff last year too. And sure enough, there have been these things that have trickled out that are like, we like, you know, they want to announce it, but they don't even want to bother announcing it on Monday. So they're it out.
They can do it ahead of time, because that way it won't be drowned out by the rest of the news cycle.
I think it's smart to get stuff out earlier, out later on, rather than like, if it's not one of the points you really want to hit, unless it's something that you literally don't want people to focus on, and so you just do it as a press release and it's lost in the glare of the event. Unless you're trying to hide something, why would you, if you don't have room to launch it, why would you launch it? Just do it outside, do it a week early or a week late or 2 weeks late. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, no, I think it makes a lot of sense. And it's I mean, that bodes interesting, if not well. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of potential rumored stuff that could appear next week. And even just talking about software platform updates is usually pretty jam-packed, I feel like. So adding hardware, even a little hardware into that mix, means that I feel like there's going to be a lot going on. And it feels like there should be. It has been kind of quiet up until now this year.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I don't know. It would make sense. It would make sense. I feel like they've got so much to choose from that it's just a matter of what they choose to do.
Right, right. Yeah, interestingly enough, I was at the doctor's this morning. My doctor always likes to talk about Apple stuff. And he's like, oh, WWC's next week. What do you think's going to happen? And I was like, oh, there's a ton of new rumors. He's like, oh, I want to know if we're going to see the new Mac Pro. It's like, okay, sure, why not? I don't know that we will, but it's possible, as I think you guys talked about, that they might mention it. They might mention having a new Mac Pro or being working on something for developers or professionals, because it seems like that is a drum that they've hit.
Yeah, I don't know. If somewhere I said in a Slack somewhere, I think, like, what do I think the things are that they're going to hit? And it's Siri, commitment to professional users, like developers, and services.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the things we're going to see. Yes, of course, there'll be iOS update and there'll be macOS update and whatever. But I feel like those are the three things. It's Siri.
That's pretty close to what I wrote in the Macworld column I did today, which was essentially about the big picture aspect of WWDC, like taking a step back. And the two major themes I expect to see are machine learning, which includes Siri, and services being the other big one. So I think we're on the same page about that.
Yeah, I mean, services, they're going to plug because it's Apple and they're growing. Siri, I think, everywhere. Machine learning, yeah, I mean, they will continue to do that. It was sort of a theme last year. But Siri, like, if they have SiriKit extensions, they added Siri to the Mac last year, but it's sort of a part of a Siri. So if they kind of integrate, like, their Apple TV story, their Mac story, their iOS story, and the Siri speaker, and say this is this all-encompassing sort of vision of the assistant and what's inside it, that makes sense. And then, yeah, the commitment to Mac professionals or to professionals, I feel like, is part of me is just like wish casting that, but I do think that it's really a strong possibility given that conversation they had when they invited people down to talk about it. And that hits iPad Pro as well as if they do a MacBook Pro refresh and mention that they're doing a new Mac Pro next year, that they are saying to a receptive audience, which is the developer audience sitting in the crowd, that they do care about them.
Yeah, and why say that earlier this year if you're not going to make a point of it, I kind of feel like. So
this is their chance to walk the walk, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, maybe Phil will come up and talk about how can't innovate my ass again. Wow, I feel like they give Phil Schiller the job, the unwelcome job every time. Like, that's kind of his gig, is like, go up there and smooth over this thing that didn't necessarily go well, whether it be, you know, the languishing professional segment or removing the headphone jack from the iPhone or whatever it is. Like, I feel like he always has to get up there and deliver the hard news.
Yep, that's Phil's job. Sorry, Phil.
Sorry, Phil. I expect to see something. Yeah, it is a tough job. I expect to see other stuff too, if only because, I don't know, I wonder if we'll see something about Apple Music/video. Even if it's just in a, like, that whatever video they decide to do at the beginning of the keynote, the comical video, I kind of expect to see that, since they push back the carpool karaoke thing to August, I kind of expect to see that addressed in some way. Even if it is a developer focused conference, I feel like it's something that I feel like they're positioned to talk about right now.
Services.
Yeah, and it ties in with iOS and macOS updates probably as well, since I'm sure they'll want to explain how it's going to appear on all these platforms.
Yeah, I think they'll do it just because they need to, and the developers won't care so much. But they do like to throw red meat at the developers, right, and make the developers cheer. So they will do that. Even the vegetarians, they'll throw soy protein at them, something.
Sorry. Yeah, the first row may get wet.
So that's right. I hope you brought your slicker. So you're traveling out here. You're going to be here.
Yeah.
Well, not here. You are going to be here. You're going to be in this room.
I am going to be there. Yes, in like not quite 20, a little over 24 hours.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. My trips to San Francisco are so much fewer and far between now.
Yeah, that's funny. You don't have an employer here anymore, I suppose, or you do, but it's me. But no, I don't think I count. Your employer is the internet now,
but what?
It'll be good. It'll be good.
That's awful, Jason. That's the worst thing ever.
Look for the check. It'll be good to see you. You're coming in Saturday night late, and then I'm gonna be your driver to Ooh. San Jose, and then you're on your own. At that point,
then I'm
good luck.
Dump me in a parking lot somewhere.
All right, that's fair. I had the weirdest thing happen to me the other day, where I had a if I had my iPhone here, I would just play you the voicemail. I got a call at 11:30 at night that I didn't hear because it was to my iPhone and it was on Do Not Disturb. Like, who calls at 11:30 at night? And was the motel that's like two blocks from the convention center in San Jose. And it's this guy saying, we had a problem with one of the wings of the motel and it's pretty bad. And we're not going to be able to have a room for you.
What?
And I'm like, yeah, what is going on? And why are you calling at 11:30 at night? Are you calling everybody with a reservation at 11:30 at night? It's so bizarre. And to be honest, I bought the room as soon as the event was announced. Uh-huh. And I've been paranoid since then that they will try to not serve me because I got their standard rate and that they probably raised their rate. So when I got this voicemail, I'm like, oh, I don't believe this. I'm going to have to call them back and read them the riot act and point out that I will be in San Jose on these days. And I'll just walk over and see if they happen to have part of their hotel actually closed down or whether this was all a lie. But then I realized, no, there's a second call and a second voicemail. This at 12:50 a.m. Who is calling at 12:50 a.m.? Well, guess who? Same person saying, it turns out they've looked at it. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. We look forward to your stay.
Well, so either your motel is like infested with spiders or
it sounded like maybe it was like a water problem or something,
like a leak or a.
Yeah. But and you know, it's whatever. I'm largely staying there so I don't have to make the very long drive a bunch of times. But
sure, right.
So it's not the end of the world if it doesn't work out. But
well, and we know enough people staying in the area, you right, could probably find a
I
place
could
to crash.
Potentially crash at somebody's Airbnb or something like that. So, but still, I come back to,
so weird.
Why would you call a bunch of customers on their phones at midnight? Seems really inappropriate. Even, and I get like if you're panicked and you've got a lot of people to call, but like my reservation, this was like Wednesday night, Thursday morning. My reservation is Sunday.
Yeah.
Like I think they could have waited until business hours, right?
Right, sure.
It's not like I was checking in that day, that night, or the next day, and they're like, oh, you better warn them. You better. So I'm not sure I believe it and that it's not a ploy. And two, I don't understand why you would apparently call many people. I imagine there's not like my particular room is already affected by this.
But, well, you don't, there's no way you have a room right now, right?
Exactly.
Like, that's not the way that works.
It's not how it works. So I am, I'm a little bit baffled. Little bit baffled by the whole thing. So hopefully I'll have a place to stay. But when I check in, I'm going to say, what's the deal with the phone call at midnight about something going on?
That's just Frank. He just likes to call people.
Hackers just got our list and we're prank calling people to tell them that they couldn't come to WWDC.
It was Russia, Jason.
Anyway, so we'll see each other and we'll see a bunch of people we know at the event, and it's always a busy time, and we're going. I've got a keynote access. I think we've got Layers conference tickets, so there's some opportunities there, and then a bunch of evening events, lots of stuff going on. There's a ATP event, there's a relay mixer, there's the talk show live with John Gruber. There's all that stuff going on too, so it'll be a busy time. There's social aspects, and then there's the
getting work done,
and then there's the getting work done aspects. That's exactly right.
Record some podcasts,
write some articles. You know, all of those things are going to go on. That's
how it's going to add up. So yeah, it's always a good time. This is going to be a shorter trip for me than usual. I'm flying back on Wednesday morning. Early, so I'll only really be there Monday and Tuesday, which is feels like I used to take in the whole week, which I used to, but it's just, you know, the whole I'm sort of sussing out the whole San Jose situation, so I will see how it goes this year and be interested because of the whole different venue and everything.
It'll be different for sure, but I think it'll be good having been there before. I think people will enjoy it. It's going to be different, but like, it's nice. It's expansive. There's more, there will be more room. Then again, it's a bigger conference than it was the last time I was there, but I think there will be more room, if not in the venue, which will be packed probably as usual, but like spills out onto the plaza and there's a bunch of stuff within walking distance, and it's a more human scale area than San Francisco is, just because it's not as dense a city. Mm-hmm. I think it'll all be good. It's just very far from me is the sad thing, but what you gonna do?
Well, you know, we all have sacrifices to make, Jason.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I think we should wrap it up because there's going to be much more to come for everything, for everybody next week, a fire hose of stuff from WWDC. But I'll let you get back to your trip planning, your preparation.
Yeah, I should pack.
Yeah, because I'll see you tomorrow.
That's right. Late tomorrow night. Yeah. Wow. Looking forward to that, but not looking forward to a long flight.
No. Well, until then, bye, Dan.
Bye, Jason.